It is Friday, April 26, 2013. And from the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Theater Squared concludes its seventh season with Next to Normal, with performances now through May 12th at Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studio. This emotional musical focuses on a family trying to take care of each other. Tickets and more information for Next to Normal available at theater2.org or 443-5600.
Ahead on this end-of-the-week edition of Ozarks, taking back tons of unneeded or expired prescription drugs. Tomorrow, Arkansans are encouraged to properly and legally dispose of the unwanted medicine in their homes, plus a trip through Oak Cemetery in Fort Smith, and the band Cirque du Soleil steps into the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
First, Regnat Populists and Arkansans for Compassionate Care, two groups who have attempted to use a signature gathering process to introduce constitutional amendments on the general election ballot, plan to challenge a new law they say puts restrictions on that process. David Couch, an attorney for the two groups, says he plans to file a lawsuit next week in federal court challenging Act 1413. He says the act violates both the Arkansas Constitution and U.S. Constitution because it puts barriers in front of groups who use paid canvassers to advance ballot initiatives in Arkansas.
There are very few organizations that have a volunteer network great enough to actually collect signatures on a volunteer basis for either initiated or a referendum. The vast majority of the people who want to do an initiated amendment or initiated act are required to hire paid canvassers.
Supporters of the act, which passed overwhelmingly in both chambers of the state legislature, maintain that paid canvassers are provided incentives to collect invalid or false signatures. Couch says he expects other groups who have used the petition gathering process to join in the lawsuit.
Recent academic testing shows English as second language students are performing at equal levels to native English speakers in the Springdale School District. The majority of the students are American-born, but spoke only Spanish until starting kindergarten. Mary Bridgeforth, the ESL coordinator in Springdale, says this is the first time in 5 years that such students are performing at the same level as English-speaking students, despite in-classroom challenges.
Our teachers have students from all different backgrounds, all different proficiency levels. We have special education students, we have gifted and talented students, and they're all in mainstream courses together. So it's important for our teachers to have strategies in place so that they're able to work with small groups of students to help build skills that may be missing.
Bridgeforth says the Springdale District has worked hard to provide specialized English learning initiatives to students, including after-school programs.
In other school news, U.S. News and World Reports earlier this week released its list of the best high schools in the nation. The publication reviewed more than 21,000 high schools across the nation, and 79 schools from Arkansas made the national rankings. While none of the schools ranked in the top 100 nationally, the top high schools in Arkansas are in the northwest portion of the state. Those top schools include Haas Hall Academy in Fayetteville, Bentonville High School, and Rogers Heritage High School. Michael Poor is the superintendent of Bentonville Public Schools. He says the ranking reflects well not only on the Bentonville School District, but also on education in this corner of the state.
We were the largest recognized public school and ended up finishing second. And when you look at that and having us have 3,800 kids, we're really proud of what that means for our whole K-12 system. I'll also note that two of the Rogers schools came in the top 10 in that U.S. World of News report, and I think that speaks very well of our region in terms of the academic performance, the excellence of our teaching staffs and administrators. We're really blessed to live in Northwest Arkansas.
Poor says Bentonville's high relative ranking to other schools in the state can be credited to new initiatives in the high school.
I want to give credit to our principal, Ms. Kim Garrett, who had the guts to say that we're going to test every single junior on the ACT. A lot of people would have been worried to say, wow, that's going to make our scores drop. In our world, we said, let's make sure that every kid understands that this is a possibility, that post-secondary is something that could be done. We paid for that as a school district. And when you think about that assessment or test at a national level, it's another quality indicator for us to look at and try to improve on. But it also sends a clear message of expectations that are high within our school district.
Additionally, POUR credited new progress assessment tools used district-wide, as well as implementation of new Common Core standards at all grade levels, as reasons he sees that Bentonville High School was ranked second best in the state.
The Joe Martin stage race is in Fayetteville and the surrounding area this weekend. Races began yesterday with uphill time trials at Devil's Den State Park on Highway 170. Drivers, take note, because cyclists will be present on area roads for the next few days, including Highway 62, 54, 59, and 71. Tomorrow, races continue at Devil's Den, but also happening tomorrow, the road race beginning and ending at the intersection of Razorback Road and 15th Street in Fayetteville. And on Sunday, several races, including the Criterium, will be held throughout downtown Fayetteville.
The Faye Jones School of Architecture at the University of Arkansas has selected an interim dean to serve as the department's head after current dean Jeff Shannon steps down next month to return to teaching full-time. Associate Dean Ethel Goodstein Murphy will take the helm while a national search for a new dean is conducted. Goodstein Murphy has been a member of the faculty since 1992 and has served as associate dean since 2009. Mark Boyer, head of landscape architecture in the department, has been selected to serve as interim associate dean in the meantime.
Last night, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals defeated the Springfield Cardinals 6-2. That means they split the four-game road series. The Nats continue play on the road tonight. They'll open up a four-game set against the Tulsa Drillers.
Yesterday's low of 27 degrees in Fayetteville broke the day's record low recorded at Drake Field. The previous record for April 25th was set in 1976 with a low of 33 degrees. In Fort Smith, the low of 37 degrees approached but didn't break the record low of 35 degrees set in 1910. Still yet, lows were considerably cooler than they were a year ago when low temperatures averaged in the low 60s. Tonight's forecast calls for a 90% chance of precipitation with lows from 50 in northwest Arkansas to 55 in the River Valley. Tomorrow, there's a 20% chance of showers with highs from 66 in northwest Arkansas to 71 in the Arkansas River Valley. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with lows from 44 in northwest Arkansas to 51 in the Arkansas River Valley.